Oh my gosh, it's a pretty emotional question.
Welcome to Push In, the Cinevic podcast. I'm your host, Joyce Klein, coming to you from the unceded territory of the Lekwungen-speaking peoples, otherwise known as beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. In an era of cut-and-paste save-the-cat predictability, it's a rare short film that haunts you with its simplicity and, well, grace. After watching Colombian filmmaker Andrés Felipe Ángel's beautiful short film, Rage, I knew I had to know more about how and why he created this moving, semi-autobiographical, fictional documentary hybrid. Andrés is an audiovisual producer and a live performer in the Bogota drag scene. His films include Rage, Fieras in Spanish, and Bogota Se Quema. Rage screened at the Moscow International Film Festival, and now it'll screen in this year's Short Circuit Pacific Rim Film Festival. Andrés, I loved your film, so welcome to Push In.
Thank you for inviting me to this program. I am really, really excited to be part of this.
Scene one.
Although the film's plot is about a bunch of teenagers, they're playing soccer, they're riding bikes, they're looking at this litter of puppies, it's obviously structured to examine those traditional male values of adventurousness and competitiveness and homophobia, too, some of the things that the boys say. How scripted was the film?
It was a whole process because it took to me like 3 years, I guess. I just told myself I wanted to make a movie with an image I had in my mind, which was me under this guy t-shirt, like when we were like playing in the streets. And I thought that this was the first time I faced my own desire. That image is just like 1 second in the final movie. And then just it started up a whole process to make that image make sense in a context and to tell a story and to talk about the first images of your own desire when that desire is queer and is banned desire on your childhood. The short film just take another memories and other images that stay on my memory. And I found those images, like the dead dog and my brother bullying me and the other ones who take cares and the friends of them and the streets, el barrio. So I found those images in those 3 years I was working on the script.
Let's talk for a minute about the little litter of puppies that the boys find. Did you start off knowing that was going to be in your story, or did you find the puppies and go, oh my God, I'm going to throw puppies in there? I mean, what happened with that?
Everybody is curious about the puppies. No, the puppies was something was in the in the final script. Even if I direct the movie with totally freedom, the script was something really, really structured. And we really work with that script. And it was a production requirement. So my producer was like walking the street trying to find some puppies that looks like the dead puppy we made before. Because we first had the dead puppy, which is a dummy. It's not a real dead puppy. So we had to find a litter with puppies that looks like it. So it was a hard process, but it just appeared. It was like kind of magic or God helping us, but it worked.
Scene two.
You've described yourself as a cultural manager. What is that?
Maybe it was Google Translate, I tried to... No. But I tried to define myself. It is because I just... do not make movies. I am a drag performer and I also design alternative jewelry. I am like I do a lot of things in the art field, and I work a lot with these public funds. So I try to work as a cultural manager. Like when I was making this movie, we work with the schools here in Bogota, and we try to find the actors, like working with the schools. It's not just about the movie, but we try to left something in those areas to the people of these areas, the child in the schools, like teach them. For example, something simple for us, but very complex to them, as it's make a movie, for example. Well, it's not simple for us, but we know that thing. But for them, it's something really new. And these cultural activities really, really change lives, I think. I really believe that the cultural activities on those areas could change lives. And I think it's pretty important to keep that in mind. So that's something I want to make part of my artistic project.
Scene 3.
Your film feels almost like a documentary, even though it was scripted and it's fiction. Is that kind of a typical style for Colombian filmmakers, or are you breaking new ground there?
The filmmakers here are trying to make some movies which hybridizes the formats and the genres of movies. I think everything started with Victor Gaviria, which make a very famous movie here in Colombia, which is called La Vendedora de Rosas, and Rodrigo de Ewen. And he started a phenomenon which it's about working with natural actors and trying to talk about our country with the real people which are living those stories. Not all the movies are made that way. And really, there are just a few, but it's a common phenomenon in terms of certain kinds of stories and certain kinds of environments, just because it's pretty political and poetic and try to speak through the real people who are living those stories, not imitating the people who are, for example, the marginalized outskirts, but trying to work with them and ask for their stories and try to give them a place in the film scene.
Scene 4.
Andres, I think I read somewhere about the film being in consideration for the 2025 Academy Awards. How does that work?
Our world premiere was at Bogo Short Film Festival, which is here in Bogota. And we won 3 awards there, like Best Screen, Best Direction, and Best Short Film. And that award, the Best Fictional Short Film, gave us the Oscar consideration. So the Academy qualifier. So we were really, really happy to have the opportunity to be in part of this Oscar process.
Scene 5.
I've got one question I'm dying to ask, and that's in an artist statement you called Rage a memory exercise in conversation with my 10-year-old self. If you actually could talk to your 10-year-old self, what would you want to say?
Oh my gosh, it's a pretty emotional question. Well, when I was 10 years old, I thought that it was fine to think that I was something that was disgusting because the other child told me that kind of things all the time or made me feel that way or think that. So I think that if I could talk with that child, I would like to make him feel like he's supported and he's not alone, and like everything just will, if he just stays strong, it's going to be fine in the future. And I want to be support of this child.
Tail slate.
Wow. Well, that was beautiful. Thank you, Andres.
No, thank you to you.
And that's a wrap. You can find links to Andres, his films, and Short Circuit Pacific Rim Film Festival in the show notes. And you can help promote the talented filmmakers we feature by liking, subscribing, or 5-star rating us so others can find their interviews more easily. That's it for now. Join me, your host, Joyce Klein, for the next episode of Push In, the Cinevic Podcast.